Jesus, you have revealed your heart. Help us to embrace it with all our strength. Amen. Lord, I have missed you so much, and I've been so aware of my failures. Forgive me and give me the right mind not to fail you. My head was down, and I had just finished the Lord's Supper with all the prayers, a Divine Mercy chaplet and the rosary, and I just feel so low, so very low, like there's not life in me anymore, and I've been abandoned by God. Jesus broke in, but that's not so, Claire, and you know better. Do you understand? I want you all to understand. Heaven is weeping, Claire. It's not just you. It is all of heaven, and you are a part of that. Those intimately woven into my heart are weeping and carrying this profound sadness because the time is winding down, and we have not yet heard from the Father. Do you know, Claire, more prayer is needed? Not just by you, but everyone. There needs to be a greater awareness, a deeper prayer. But things are going on as usual. People are marrying and being given in marriage. Claire, this is not your imagination. I was beginning to think it was, because he never gives me a negative message like this. This is me, and this is very important, both for you to understand and for you to communicate. Marrying and given in marriage. Buying houses, cars, lands, wells, things. All are busy, busy, getting their degrees, improving their lot, taking care of family, striking out on new ventures. Movies are being made, songs are being written, and life proceeds like nothing is going to happen, ever. And do you know for how long this has been going on? And I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, well, I wasn't a Christian until later on, but maybe the 70s? I wasn't a Christian then. No, he said, since the 20s. Since 1920. Life has proceeded as if the world was never going to end. But then came the war. And do you know why this was allowed? Because men and women went from unchaste to morally filthy and degraded. And my mother warned them, did she not? At Fatima, she told them the First World War would shortly end, but if men did not change, another worse one would begin. She told them that I was greatly offended by the manner of dress and lack of modesty. The point I am trying to make, my dearest, is that at some point in time, Father must say, enough. There have been so many close calls. In the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and on, but each time he raised his holy hand from heaven and said, stop, we will give it more time. And each time the results were very close to the same. Everyone who knew how close we were let out a deep sigh of relief. Then life went on as usual. Now I am not saying no one is praying. On the contrary, more are praying now than were before. But still, it is not enough. Each day evil swells like a high tide coming in, and only your prayers set up a seawall to stop it. But now we are coming into the season of distractions and entertainment. Do you think Satan is stupid? He knows the best time to attack the kingdom of God on earth. He knows your mind is somewhere else. Your attentions are somewhere else. Your guard is let down. There's merriment and distraction, shopping, and trips to visit relatives. This is the least likely time in men's eyes for them to be thinking of tragedy and the rapture. And what is the most perfect time to strike? But because of the tension in the air over elections, because of that, there are still some at their post praying very seriously. What you are feeling is not isolated just to you. This is going on all over the world, and very few understand what they're dealing with. Rather, they medicate with entertainment, shopping, sex, and drugs. The Father has not decided yet, but understand he has given mercy so many times and things continue to decline. When will he draw the line? Right then, after I finished that, Ezekiel called me to come back and speak with him. I could tell it was serious. When I walked into the room, he was pale and his face was disfigured by stress and anguish, and the Lord had spoken to him. He said, "Many are called, few are chosen, and even fewer respond." The Lord communicated his anguish to him and what his father was going through. So many have been called to the Lord's side in prayer and travail, and so few show up. The world has gotten their attentions again. Then I told Ezekiel what I had just heard from Jesus, and we both just sat there sick to death of a world condition and what is looming. Ezekiel said, "I feel it deeply, so very deeply in my soul. It must be like what a man feels when his spouse dies." And I realized that is partly what I've been going through all week. It's been a numbing dryness in my spirit, as though I were separated from God and plunged into darkness. But I was not. I was even more connected and feeling the anguish and darkness of his heart over each soul who has turned this invitation down and gone their own way. Claire, my precious one, you know I have not for one moment deserted you. You have been so united with me that you were sick at heart, thinking that you had even done something wrong. Beloved, you have done nothing wrong. You have corresponded with all your heart to me, and the grace is given to the best of your ability. You were feeling my desolation of spirit over the percentage of those who should be on their knees right now but are out taking their ease and making shopping lists, to-do lists, that do not have prayer time on them. They are hastily making time for the pleasures of life without realizing the season we are in and how very close to the edge we are. By heart dwellers, I can't point the finger at anyone because I have been so guilty of this myself. Jesus continued, "Yes, yes, I know full well we have been here before and nothing happened. So why worry now?" I will tell you why. Because you're running out of options, of mercy, of extensions of time. Because you are not putting in the serious prayer. Serious things are slipping by you and will take you off guard. Some of you will lose your lives before you can blink an eye. Some of you will be so confounded by the suddenness of what takes place that you won't even have time to panic. It will be all over for you in an instant. Are you ready, children? Have you looked inside with Holy Spirit and repented for wasted time, wasted money, for indifference to your brother's suffering, for hard-heartedness when you read the spiritual plight of a soul? Have you stepped in to minister to them or walked away? Have you given all you could to relieve the suffering of others? I weep, and heaven weeps, because we see how very unprepared mankind is for the events soon come to pass. We see those of you who will not be taken to heaven. We see those of you who didn't care for others and now have no one to care for you in your desperation. You are not ready, and I am praying for you. I am begging the Father for more time, more grace, and more mercy. But Father has given you more time, more grace, and mercy. He has dozens of times saved you from annihilation, children. He has sent his best gardeners to dig around you and fertilize you, so you will be bursting with fruit at the appointed time. But still, so many of these trees in the orchard are barren of fruit, or have a few scanty pieces, or have rotten fruit because their lives were taken up with criticizing others and scattering the flock. Yes, yes, I see all of that and more. Too much more to speak of. Yet I will still drop to my knees and beg for mercy. I still hold out hope that more of you will wake up, in spite of the viper's poison you drink in from mainstream media and spread. In spite of that, I hold out a ray of hope for you. Do you know why you are so ignorant of what has happened in your nation? Why you are so ignorant of the truth? Because you floated along with the status quo. Not only in politics, but in church. Anything that was frowned upon, you suppressed. Anything that was praised, you praised. You did not go deeper, but rather stayed in your comfort zone. So you have slandered the innocent and remained in the dark about the true nature of those you elected to office. They were all actors, scripted and led around with a ring in their nose from shady world rulers. And because you have done this, you are supporting the evildoers and slandering those my father has put in office. And his indignation is brimming over and can hardly be contained. Yet I drop to my knees for you. Perhaps just a little more time and they will see, Father. Just a little more time. But time is running out, my people. Time is coming to a standstill, when the abyss will be opened and the reins of power return to the wicked. You have very little time to align yourselves with righteousness and denounce the wicked. Do you care? Do you wish to know the truth? Do you have time for the truth? Or will you go along blindly with those who are taking you to destruction? I want you to see, my people. I want you to take responsibility. I want you to care. Please care. Please. Wake up and see. You and the world are on the precipice of disaster. Take my words to heart. Know that my father will not contend any longer with your choice to be blind to what's going on around you. Satan has thrown the net, and you are swimming in it. Will you wake up in time? The net is closing in on you, my people. Will you escape? I drop to my knees and pray for you. I do not wish for anyone to perish or go through what this world is headed for. I want to take you away with me to heaven. I do not wish to leave any behind. It is not my choice. It is your choice that will qualify or disqualify you for the rapture. It is no longer up to me. I remain on my knees until you return to me.